Good evening, Vancouverites. This is episode number 10. And I believe it is a Tuesday, February the 23rd of 2020. And tonight I want to discuss the coronavirus, which is slowly turning into a pandemic. What is most disturbing, I found anyways, at least from the Canadian government, or it could be the airport officials, is that YVR, which is the Vancouver International Airport, is quote-unquote no longer screening from people from China, from the area where the virus originated. So it is now pretty much coming into play unchecked into Vancouver. Now, I might add that the coronavirus is similar to that of the flu. It's just a really nasty form of flu. It still is the elderly and the young, which are most vulnerable to the virus. No different than your average flu. But it is disturbing that, being that this particular virus is spreading now worldwide, it is easily spread over 10,000 times more than the former Ebola outbreak. And to not do any preemptive screening seems to me to be a little on the irresponsible side. So, if anybody out there is listening, and you think it be prudent to notify, whether it be provincial or federal government authorities, as to the concerns that you may or may not have to do with the coronavirus, you should reach out to them, especially if you have a concern. Anyways, this is now starting to have an impact on the economy because of the fears of this particular virus. Not to mention the global markets are now plunging over these fears. So I think at the end of the day, to alleviate these fears, preemptive screening is imperative that happens worldwide, especially from the, I believe it's the Wuhan area of China, that at the bare minimum that has to come into play. And obviously the quarantines are not working, because by the time people are being diagnosed with the virus, well, it's too late for a quarantine at that point. So, anyways, that's my thoughts on that, and in particular YVR, and just allowing people in without screening into Vancouver. I do find it a little on the disturbing side. I'm sure the majority of us would survive the coronavirus, but not so much for the elderly and the young. So anyways, that's my thoughts for tonight. It's a short podcast. It's, I guess you can say it's a bit of a filler podcast, because at the end of the day, I didn't want too much time to filter by between podcasts. So anyways, have a good night, Vancouver, and sleep tight. And this was episode, I believe it's number 10. And stay tuned for episode number 11, which hopefully will be happening within a week. Take care, everyone.